This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I am joined by Eliza Howells. Eliza, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello. Yeah, thanks for having me. My name is Eliza Howells. I'm a singer-songwriter in the Boston area.
Excellent. And, well, you do a couple of different kinds of music. Would you like to tell us about your breadth of musical expertise?
Yeah. So I studied classical music in college. I did undergrad in voice and composition, and I actually studied here at Tufts for my master's in composition. I kind of make music across a few different genres. I do my own songwriting, which is kind of more pop, and then I do opera and theater, choir singing. I kind of just, I like to make music wherever and whenever I can, so.
And that's, yeah, that's great, as you should. That's the beauty of music. And, let's see, do you have any gigs coming up?
I have a few that will be coming up in the summer. So they're a little ways away. But as of now, I'm just kind of working on writing and working on some new materials, hoping to put together an EP in the future. But the work has begun, so it's been pretty busy but pretty exciting.
That's very fun. What part of the process are you in?
We're kind of in the beginning stages. I'm working with my friend Derek Blackburn, who's amazing. And I've written a lot of songs and demos and things like that, and we're just starting to kind of put them together in a more cohesive way.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Very exciting.
Thanks.
Well, would you like to play us a song?
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah. The first song I'm going to do it's called Ghost Song. It's my most recent release. It came out a couple weeks ago.
Excellent.
You're the ghost I talk to when I'm too deep in my head. You're the ghost I talk to when I'm coming home to bed. Waiting in the corner of the room for me to say I should have been with you when you were the one who left me here instead. Isn't it funny? Isn't it strange? The ghost of you loves me even though you changed. You're the ghost that's laughing when I say that stupid line. They think I'm a comedian, but the joke was yours and mine. If you were there, you would have said it better, and they would wonder how we got together. But you always said that we shared the same mind. Isn't it funny? Isn't it strange? The further you are now, the closer you stay. There are times I swear that you've been with me for these days. You got friends all around me and they say you're doing great. You've never been the kind to reach out, but I wonder, do you wonder what I'm thinking about? Do I ever seem to haunt you just the same?
Isn't it funny? Isn't it strange? The ghost of you loves me even though you changed. And isn't it silly? Isn't it wild? Oh, I can't let you go. Now you're living in my mind. Oh, I can't let you go. Now you're living in my mind.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
And so, yeah, that one you said came out a couple weeks ago, was it?
Yeah.
Also, I see your microphone dangling there precariously. I'm just going to lean over and tighten that screw.
Okay, no problem.
We love studio maintenance.
Woo!
Wow, that was really about to fall. It's only, oh, wow. Okay.
Yikes.
Yeah. Now that screw is in there securely.
We're safe.
I've only had one interview where the microphone has actually fallen.
Oh my gosh.
which would be really dramatic with your keyboard. It would sound like a microphone falling on it. Yeah, keyboard. but yes, no, I'm glad that I caught that.
Thank you.
This studio is constantly falling apart. Speaking of, you've been here before.
I have.
Yes, you played on another fantastic live music show, Post-Adolescence Glow, which is Fridays at noon. And how was that last year?
That was in, it was almost 2 years ago now.
Oh, wow.
I think 2024. Yeah. But yeah, it was so fun to work with them. I think some of these songs I am gonna do now, I also did then. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was a great time.
Well, I'm gonna let you in on a secret. The playlist I played tonight was one that I made in October of 2017.
Whoa.
So I'm all about reruns.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, no, and it's different if for playing your own music again. That's as one does. As you've been working on these upcoming releases, do you have any physical places that you like to go to for creativity, inspiration, that sort of thing?
Ooh, I guess when I'm writing. When I'm kind of at the beginning of it, when I'm just like writing the bones of the song, I'm usually just in my room. I guess it's nothing really special, but it's usually late at night too. It's like, of course, when you're like right about to go to sleep and then an idea pops into your head. So luckily I do have this keyboard in my room, so I just like run right over. And then next thing you know, I'm like up for hours finishing the song, but... Yeah, it's a fun process. It's always a little bit different, but yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Have you been you've been working on mostly new demos or building on the demos. Have you been doing much writing at this point recently too?
Yeah, I've done a lot of the demos that we're working on now are new within the last couple months. I kind of was on a writing kick for a little bit, and then now it's kind of the next stage of it. But yeah, there's a few that I wrote like years ago, and then there's some that are like brand new. And it's always interesting to kind of see what I was writing, you know, when I was a couple years less wise, and then when I'm hopefully a little wiser now. I don't know, but we'll see.
Yeah. And that's a really fun thing for you because, you know, as you're playing them, you're like, oh, yeah, this is a song that I've had in my back pocket for 4 years, but everyone else, it's going to be new.
So, right. Yeah. And you kind of have to remind yourself because you're like, sometimes I think about these songs like Ghost Song. I've been playing it for at least a year, maybe a year and a half. And then, but it just came out. So it's like, it has a new life.
Yeah. And I know my friends who do their own mixing and mastering for them. I mean, their songs are old and tired by the time they release it. So it's like, yeah, I've heard this song, you know, 200 times now. And
Yeah, and it becomes a totally new thing when other people get to hear it too, and then you get to hear it from their perspective and like see how it resonates.
That's for sure.
Cool.
Yeah. Let's talk about inspirations. Who are your big musical inspirations when it comes to your own work?
I love Carole King. I love her songwriting. I also grew up listening to a lot of Tom O'Dell. And I think a lot of my piano like playing patterns are really inspired by him and his piano music. I kind of grew up listening to like all kinds of stuff. We had like Enya and John Denver and just kind of, we had like Gregorian chant sometimes, bluegrass. Like my parents really exposed me and my siblings to a lot of different kinds. And so I really love just like the songwriting aspect though. I love like pop music. I love Chapel Roan. It's kind of all over the place, but.
Oh, that is a huge breadth. Yeah. I mean, with just Enya and John Denver, I was like, okay, that's pretty low. And then you got to Gregorian chants, and I was like, okay. That's yeah. The person who says, oh, yeah, I listen to everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great, though. Do you have any favorite Gregorian chants to recommend?
Ooh. oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know if this counts as Gregorian. I'm doing my degree a disservice right now, but Hildegard von Bingen, incredible chant music. If cool. You look her up, I sang one of her pieces in college in a choir, and it was all like in unison, and it was very like, it wasn't like a tonal piece that you might hear on like, you know, on the radio or whatever. So there were some notes that were like super unpredictable, and we all had to sing them in unison all at the exact same time, and if anyone messed up, like, you would know exactly who it was. So it was super high stakes and high pressure, but it was a beautiful piece. So definitely recommend.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah, I'll have to get the, or what was this, do you know the spelling on? If not, it's okay.
Hildegard, like.
Yeah, Hildegard's easy and enough. Then, relatively. Spell that, sound that one out.
Yeah, sound it out. And then Von, V-O-N, and then Bingen, B-I-N-G-E-N, I think.
Okay. Is it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There's just too many different ways to Bingen.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, on that, would you like to play us another song?
Yeah. Sweet. This next song, it's called Nightlife, and this was the first song that I ever officially released.
There's a sound, I can hear it, a knock on the door. Through the wall with the hole that they bore to see us freezing here to death. There's no help, but we thank God we're not by ourselves. Holding hands with the walls caving in around us, taking our last breath. I'm telling you, when I wake up to my nightlife, you're holding me tight. Stupid star-crossed lovers, us against the world. And when I wake up to my real life, it's not them we fight, it's only been each other this whole time. Down the hall, windows broken and shadows fall. I keep running, running till I find you there looking back at me. And I'm trying to scream, but I can't make a sound. There's something I need you to know, but I lose you when you're all that I can see. Believe me when I wake up to my nightlife, you're holding me tight. Stupid star-crossed lovers, us against the world. And when I wake up to my real life, it's not them we fight, it's only been each other this whole time. I know it's in my mind. I've visited you at night. stupid star-crossed lovers, us against the world. And when I wake up to my real life, it's not them we fight, it's only been each other this whole time. And when I wake up to my nightlife, you're holding me tight, stupid star-crossed lovers, us against the world. And when I wake up to my real life, it's not them we fight, it's only been each other this whole time.
Thank you very much. And thank when you. Did you release that one?
That one I released May 2024. So I think around the same time I was last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Cool. And if you could give a piece of advice to a musician starting out or someone in the Boston music scene who is a musician, what advice would you give them?
Ooh. I would probably say to just put yourself out there as much as possible. That's something that I always try to do. I think once you'll make a lot of like friends, and then you'll all be able to help each other with different opportunities and with collaborating and things like that. And so I think just putting yourself out there and also putting out your like messy first drafts as well. And just even if you maybe feel nervous or feel out of place, there have been a lot of times where I've like gone into an audition and felt like super nervous and out of place, or like gone to a gig and felt the same way. But I think taking that risk and putting yourself out there will always be beneficial in some way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Especially in Boston. You know, there's so many musicians. Yeah. Do you have any favorite open mics around Boston?
Ooh, I love the Club Passim open mic. Also, my friend Eloise has started a songwriters open mic / showcase at the Cantab in Cambridge, which has been a lot of fun. They're doing like monthly open mics. It's like an open mic for the first half and then showcases for the second half. So yeah, there's so many opportunities for singers to kind of go out there and test out their music and meet new people. So it's a great environment for that in Boston. For
yeah. Sure. Yeah. And those are both on the Red Line.
Yes.
Isn't that fantastic?
Convenient.
Yes. Sorry to everyone who lives not on the Red Line. If you could redo the music for any movie soundtrack, what would you want to make the soundtrack for? It could be a hypothetical movie. If there's not one that exists that you're...
Oh... Redo. I don't want to redo anyone's work.
Not redo their soundtrack, but to make a fresh soundtrack for that movie.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I mean, my favorite movie of all time is the 2019 Greta Gerwig Little Women. So I would love to like write songs based off of that and kind of, you know, maybe a different song, a different theme for each sister, something like that. But I think the music in that was also amazing, so it was great. That's a tough question. That was good.
Thank you. That's one that I like to ask pretty often, because sometimes, I don't know, like for a lot of local bands, are like, oh yeah, some kind of coming of age, and it's like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Or like shoegaze, or I don't know. Sometimes there are some weird ones though. Oh. which is fun. That's a good answer. Let's see. What was that?
Oh, nothing. Oh.
No. Do you have any collections?
Collections?
Like, yeah, of objects, things. I don't know, like if you're out like at a thrift store, what are you looking for?
Can I go? Collect like little shot glasses.
Oh, cute.
from just like everywhere I travel. I started collecting them when I was in Colorado a couple years ago. And I found one, and it was like a little mini mason jar, and it had like a lid that you could like cover up. And I was like, wow, it would be cool if I could collect like one that's kind of unique to each place. So I have one from San Diego that's like has a dolphin going through it, and then one from Wisconsin this past year that's like a cow with like udders. So they're nice little memories.
Yeah. Love that. Little novelty shot glasses are fun.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go through a bunch of weird ones here. Do you have a favorite fruit?
A favorite fruit? I love a good strawberry.
Nice.
I think strawberries are good.
Technically, strawberry is not a fruit.
No.
Yeah. Because the seeds are the fruits on the strawberry. Because it's so typically a fruit would be a single ovum. Mm-hmm. Like an apple is an ovum, and then the seeds inside are the, you know.
Oh.
But the strawberry is the ovary itself, and all of the seeds on it are actually the fruits.
Oh. So but the seeds are the fruit, and yeah. The strawberry is the vessel.
Corn is actually also, each kernel is a fruit, and corn itself is a multi-fruit. And yeah, did you even know that corn was a fruit?
I didn't know. I'm still trying to remember that tomatoes are not a vegetable. Like, it's... Well,
vegetable is a culinary term, so anything's a vegetable if you cook with it.
Whoa. No, I'm sorry, you're blowing my mind right now. I'm learning so much.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah.
Right?
I didn't expect to have, like, a culinary, but you know, lesson here, but no, that's...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to remember that now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So strawberries could even be a vegetable, but fruit is questionable.
Okay.
But it is a good fruit to choose in a colloquial term.
Thank you.
When you're not working on music, what do you like to do for fun?
Ooh. I like reading.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, maybe it's a little basic. But I like reading. I like going outside, just like any type of like walk, maybe a hike. I went to UMass Amherst for my undergrad, and so there were a lot of beautiful hikes around there. So I was hiking more when I was there, but I do like to be outdoors.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not as easy as living in Amherst, but I mean the Fells are nice. They're not that far from here, and there's plenty of other pockets of green.
Yeah definitely.
Yeah, Amherst is a lovely, it's awesome out there.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
I had a great time.
Mm-hmm. Great music scene out there too.
Yes. Yeah, I played at the Drake as part of a benefit concert last year, which was, it was so much fun.
Yeah,
a lot of great bands.
Yeah, it's a cool venue.
For sure.
Well, would you like to play another song?
Yeah. This next one, it's called Fear the Worst, and it came out last September, and there's also a music video for it.
Too long for an answer I know. Never had to stand by for you before. Never sat around waiting by the phone. Never stood in a line to get you close. When you have time to lay the expectation down, can get used to knowing somebody's around. If the world stopped spinning, I'd still know. But I don't think I know you anymore. I'm starting to fear the worst. I'm starting to fear the worst. I'm starting to fear the worst, but I don't wanna believe it. You're showing me what I wanna see. Whenever we speak, it's short and sweet. You say that you're talking about me. And how long we've been so happy. I know your friends, but I don't think I know them all. You know the names you should leave out whenever you call. Cause you're getting less frequent, you're getting more distant. I'm starting to think you forgot about me. I'm starting to fear the worst. I'm starting to fear the worst. I'm starting to fear the worst, but I don't wanna believe it. Is it out of sight, out of mind? Have you been playing me this whole time? I'm starting to fear the worst, but I don't wanna believe it. And who's this reaching out saying you don't know what that guy's about? Yeah, we know that he let you down. Heal good and get out. I'm starting to fear the worst. I'm starting to fear the worst. I'm starting to fear the worst, but I don't wanna believe it. Oh, I don't wanna believe it.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Let's see. And when did you say that one came out? That was
It came out in last September. Nice. And I actually played it for the first time on Post Adolescence Glow.
Very nice.
Yeah. Full circle moment.
Yeah. And for anyone who might have tuned in since we started, I'm here with Eliza Howells. Eliza, where can people find you if they want to hear more of your music?
You can find me on all streaming platforms. I'm also on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all those things at Eliza Howells, ELIZAHOWELLS.
Excellent. Yes, it's important to say that.
Yeah,
on the radio,
just want to be sure.
Especially. Yeah. Let's see. Do you have a favorite show that you've ever played? Oh, and it doesn't need to be your own music. If you were part of an ensemble, that was your favorite performance, that counts too.
To kind of go away from my own music for a second, I was in a production of Gilbert and Sullivan's Princess Ida in 2024 with the Sudbury Savoyards, and they put on a Gilbert and Sullivan show once a year, and it's like a big thing with fully staged costumes, orchestra. And that was my first Gilbert and Sullivan show. And it was so much fun because their music is just like, it's funny in like a very kind of subtle way that catches you off guard. And it just felt like playing around and dancing around like all the time throughout that whole process. It didn't really feel like it was like work or anything. It was just so much fun.
Cool. Yeah. The first show that I saw on Broadway, and I think it's Gilbert and Sullivan, was South Pacific. Is that them? That might not be.
I don't think that's Gilbert and Sullivan. But I've heard it's a good show. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a fun show. I don't remember much about it. It was many, many years ago. I don't even remember who produced it or wrote it. So there you go. Let's see. Who would your dream musical collaboration be with?
Ooh. I mean, right now it's Olivia Dean. I love her music. I started listening to her, I think back when I was like in college, and just to kind of see her grow and kind of come into her voice and put out this most recent album has been really inspiring. And I love her sound, and I love getting to see artists become like more of themselves as they like continue to make music and like start, make things that are even more and more authentic to them. I mean, just judging by what they say about it, I don't know them personally, but I love her latest album. It would be really cool to work with her someday.
Cool. Yeah. It is really fun watching songwriters grow and see what they have next. I had another question, but it's gone. It disappeared. If your music had a smell, what would it smell like?
Ooh. These are really food for thought questions. No, this is really good. I mean, I would hope that it would smell like something that I enjoy. So, and I love, like, anything rose, like, scented, like rose petals, rose water, stuff like that. So I would hope that it's, like, rosy, fresh, floral. Yeah.
That's a great answer. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that feeling when you walk into a florist, that's a, you know, then you're the bouquet of smells all around you. It's a good.
That's what I hope. That's the goal. I don't know if you're picking up a rosy vibe from.
I am. Yes, okay, certainly. I think it fits well.
Awesome.
Yes. And on that, we'll stick with strange ways to describe your music, unless you have synesthesia. Mm-hmm. But what color is your music? You can also say rosy.
Ooh.
Oh, but what color rose? If you do,
that's a good one. I love a good. I don't know. Pink is the first thing that comes to mind, like a nice pink that kind of changes hue with the different, you know, ideas of the different songs. Maybe some are more deeper pink, like going into like red.
Mm-hmm.
A red rose is also nice, and then maybe a lighter song might be a little bit more of a light pink. I'm gonna keep pondering this afterwards. No, this is great.
Cool. Yeah. I like that. It's a nice, spectrum of rose colors. Yeah.
It can't all be one thing. It's dynamic.
Yes, indeed. Here's a silly, because none of my other questions are silly, but here's a silly one. And it's totally okay if you don't have any off the top of your head, but what famous lyrics did you mishear for a long time? If you can, I don't know, like every once in a while I'll hear a song and be like, oh yeah, when I was like 5, I thought that they were saying blah, blah, blah.
There is a song, Band on the Run,
mm-hmm.
at Paul McCartney and Wings. And growing up, I always thought it was Band on the Rug. So I was picturing, a nice band, like, chilling, playing music on a rug. Like, I was not picturing any running involved. But yeah, that's one that my family brings up, you know. Now it's like, remember when you thought it was that? Anytime it's, like, on the radio or something.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty funny. I had one which was a song which I can't actually say the correct word on the radio. And, you know, for 5 or 6 year old me, I think "Got to Get My Ship Together" was a totally natural thing to hear. Yeah. And that was one of the songs by Fountains of Wayne on their album Welcome Interstate Managers. I think it's the second one on the album, but I can't remember the name off the top of my head.
That's good. But, I mean, ships.
Mm-hmm. I was like, you got to get your ship together. He's like ready to leave port. You know, it's like that makes sense.
It does work.
In a literal sense. And the correct meaning only makes sense in a metaphorical sense. So in a literal sense, got to pack my ship. Ready to go. If you were a pigeon, where in Boston would you hang out?
Oh my gosh. I mean, hopefully like the common, like a nice green space. But there is, I'm in the like Back Bay, Berkeley area a lot. And there's one pigeon that I always see that like looks like they're like a redhead like me, and I'm always like, I see you. I feel you. I am you. So maybe I'd be in the Back Bay area too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, spirit link with the swap places for a day.
Yeah.
Crazy. That, now, that's the movie that you can make the soundtrack for.
Oh, my God. It's perfect. I can see it now. Oh, my gosh. You'll be credited. Don't worry.
Yes, yes. Inspiration. leading questions. Honestly, this was my goal from the beginning. I've been trying to get you to make this movie.
Yeah. We've been leaning up to this pitch the whole time. Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. Setting it brick by brick.
Mm. Perfect.
Would you like to play another song?
Yeah, we'll do another one. This one is called Circles. It's also available to stream everywhere.
Cool.
Radio silence for a couple of days. I think I've been a little bit too stuck in my ways. Somewhere I can hear the notes from somebody's life. I wish that I could see the world through somebody's eyes. I've tried and tried. Oh, I've tried and tried. Oh, I've tried. Staring at a screen, we go in circles until I see you in me. Talking round the table and the sun's going down. A smile on my face to say I'm listening now. She talks the way I wished I did when I was 16. I thought that I was her till I woke up from the dream. I've tried and tried. Oh, I've tried. We go in circles from the mountains to the sea. We rain down on water like a stag.
Interesting. Speaking of synesthetic ways to interpret things, it's an interesting line there about going around in circles until I see you and me. Do you want to talk about what that means to you?
Yeah. I kind of wrote it thinking about how we can kind of see our own habits and ideas and thought patterns in the people closest to us. And that could be for better or for worse, but kind of just seeing how maybe something gets passed down to you or a way of thinking gets ingrained in your head. And you realize that it's exactly the way someone else close to you might think or feel as well. And so I was kind of thinking about that when I wrote this song. And then I was actually, I was on an island in Lake Winnipesaukee. And we were like, it was raining so hard that everyone was just like in their cabins and stuff. And I was looking out at the lake and I was watching all the rain fall down. And it was just like circles, like, and I was kind of getting lost in it. And then like when I looked away, my vision was kind of like blurry, like you've been staring at a screen for too long or something. So that was kind of how that song came about. Yeah.
Cool. But you didn't have your keyboard with you at the cabin, did you?
I didn't. No, I wrote it on a ukulele, actually.
Oh, well, there you go. At least you had. Did you have that with you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. I can't leave the house without something to make music on.
Yeah, yeah. It was convenient for sure. Yeah.
Good. If you could learn a brand new instrument that you do not know, like wake up tomorrow with the ability to play it, what instrument would you want to learn?
Mm. I want to learn the violin so bad. Or I want to be able to do like a fiddle type of like an Irish like reel or like jig or something. I love like traditional Irish music and things like that. And so to be able to just like, I don't know, go up into a pub and just whip out the fiddle and start wailing away is like, that's a pipe dream I have.
They would love you at the Burren.
That would be a great place. That's what I'm picturing right now, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. I think that there's a requirement that, like, in order to call yourself an Irish pub, you need to have a certain, like, you have to meet your quota of having this number of live performances per week, I think. Something, I don't know.
I believe it.
Yeah. I think that there's, like, a club of, or, like, an association that says you can be an Irish pub. You can. You need to. You didn't pay your dues.
your musician quota dues.
Yeah. If you had to describe the Boston music scene in like three words, what three words would you choose?
Ooh. Collaborative. Definitely. Like varied. Like there's a lot of different styles. And everyone kind of, like, gets connected in one way or another. And inspiring. I've been so inspired by, like, you know, just going to open mics and stuff and playing at these events and seeing what people are writing and creating. And it's like I said before, it's a good place for making music in any way, like classical music, pop, rock, rap, R&B, Irish music, like we got it all.
And there are people who want to hear it too.
Yeah.
Which is important.
Definitely.
Not as important as wanting to make it, but it is also important, you know. Yeah. Would you rather have an audience of rowdy toddlers or overly critical seniors?
That's funny. I think kids are fun. I was a camp counselor for many years, and I worked with kids 8 to 12 in the sailing program, and then I also worked with 5 and 6 year olds, and they were so sweet, and I have a lot of fond memories of that. So I would probably say the rowdy toddlers. I think that would be fun.
Yeah. I'm I don't think anyone has answered that with the overly critical seniors, but I'm sure that someone would prefer that.
yeah I'm sure you could have some like great discussions afterwards.
I think they're just gonna be really crabby.
Oh.
Yeah, no matter what you do, they're just gonna be like, nah. Say, well, that's cool, Gramps.
Oh, no.
Cool story.
Tell it again.
Tell it at a party and make a new friend. Buddy. All right. If your life had a theme song, what would it be?
Ooh. Oh my gosh. A theme song. Well, the first thing that just came to mind is it's already a theme song. But it's the Hannah Montana theme song. That's one of those theme songs that just, it does what it needs to do. It lays out exactly what's happening so well. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I'm I do arts administration as well, and so sometimes when I'm sitting at my desk, I'm like if I'm doing that and then I'm coming here afterwards, mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, I feel like Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best of all. I love it. That's it. Yeah. Yes. You can rock out a show. That's the second part of that couplet.
Chill it out, take it slow.
That, yeah.
Rock out the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep.
Words to live by.
That's the both worlds. Yeah. Yeah. It's deep.
It really is.
Yeah. Know,
food for thought.
You know, good way to live your life. Also, Miley Cyrus's contribution to the Flaming Lips' Beatles cover album, crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I was not aware of this.
I think that she was, what song did she do with them? Miley Cyrus, Flaming Lips, Beatles. She also has a great album about her dead pets. She did Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds with them.
Oh, I have to look that up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How did I not know that?
Mm-hmm. And she spoke about it on Conan as well. Fun. Oh, they might have played it live on Conan. That's neat.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Anywho, would you like to play another song?
Yeah, I have one more.
Yeah, well, we could chat a little bit more, and then you can play it if you want, or you can play it now. Up to you.
Cool. Yeah. I don't mind doing it now.
Okay, it's, yeah. That's perfect.
Cool. It's called Just the Wine, and it's another one with a music video that's on streaming. Another kind of recorded one that's a little more synthy, but this is another piano version.
Doesn't happen all the time. tried to keep in touch. We can always blame it on the wine. Oh, I hope for more than I allow myself. I keep trying to find it in somebody else, and I thought that I would have learned by now. I thought somehow, some way I'd be in love by now, but when I try, it's just like that. It's easier to want the things I know I can't have. So if I ever said too much, or if I tried to keep in touch, we can always blame it on the wine. Oh, 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 oh.
I find it more and more difficult to find the right thing to say after a really pretty song.
Oh.
It's like, you know, yeah, that was a lovely song. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me to play it.
Of course. on a totally unserious, unrelated note, what is your, totally not inspired by the song other than just the name, what's your favorite kind of wine?
My favorite. Oh my gosh, I'm scandalized. I like Riesling. I like, mm-hmm. like a nice white Riesling. Also, yeah, no, I think Riesling's my go-to, or like Chardonnay. Like I usually go for white wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I don't have anything intelligent to say other than that was a lovely song. So, yeah. If you could have your music, like, blow up in a really random country, what random country would you want your music to blow up in?
Oh, a random one.
Yeah, like, not something in, like, the G7 or whatever.
You know, one of my best friends from grad school, Ronja, is from Slovakia. And I think that would be cool to blow up in Slovakia.
Yeah.
Just kind of build a community over there. I really want to go. She sends me a lot of, like, pictures and stuff I've seen. And it looks beautiful.
I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be neat. I don't know. It's a good answer. Yeah, it's a big world. Lots of music, which is cool. Of course, I feel like for a singer-songwriter, where so much comes from the meaning, so it'd be tricky in a non-English-speaking area, but sometimes the music just speaks for itself.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true. You feel it sometimes more than you hear it.
Yeah.
Did that make sense? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, more than you,
like, I don't know.
I'm not a lyrics person anyway, so yeah. If you're sorry,
oh, no.
If your music could summon a mythical creature, which one would it be?
Like which mythical creature
yeah.
would it be?
Would it summon?
Oh my God.
I forgot that was on the list. That's a silly question.
What's like a mythical creature that would be, like, nice to summon?
Have, like, a unicorn show up?
Yeah, like a unicorn, like a fairy, like, or leprechaun type of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Something, like, a little mystical. Not really something super, like...
That'll be your fiddle music. Your fiddle and the leprechaun will show up. It'll be, yeah.
Yeah.
I can picture it. Perfect.
Yeah. We'll put it in the movie.
At the Burren. With the movie and the pigeon movie. Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. The pigeon will be like the same size as the leprechaun. The leprechaun can ride on the pigeon's back.
Whoa, okay. Is it a leprechaun-sized pigeon or a pigeon-sized leprechaun?
Well, how big are leprechauns really supposed to be?
I guess they are supposed to be small.
Yeah.
Okay, no, it makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll have the screenplay by the end of the hour.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Stay tuned. We'll check back in halfway through on the town of Mikey D, and give you an update. Some of these questions are just far too silly, but that was a good, I'm glad I found that one in there. Mm. What was the was there any specific artist that comes to mind that when you first listened to them it was the sort of one of those moments where you're like, wow, music is really special.
Ooh. Well, I was kind of going to more of the, like, quote-unquote classical side of things. I love Franz Schubert and his compositions. I think at first when I, like, first started studying classical music, in a college setting, I didn't really know that much about it, and I kind of viewed it as sort of a far-off, separate, quote-unquote highbrow sort of, like, thing that was, like, inaccessible. But then Schubert was kind of my door into seeing that classical music is just, like, a style of music like any other, and it's very human, and it's very messy and, like, real, and there's, you know, so many art songs with, like, poetry that Schubert set that you, like, read and you're like, oh my gosh, that's, you know, a situation that I've been through or whatever. And I love the way that Schubert kind of takes, like, a mood of a poem and then sets it so incredibly well with, like, different textures and different key signatures and tonality and harmony and all that kind of stuff. He really translates text into music in a way that really moves me. So I find it very moving, and I think it's highly recommend.
Ding, ding, ding. That's the name of the show. Woo! Fireworks go off.
Yeah.
I need a sound box right here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We have one on the computer, but that's, yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And one more time, and then I'm going to ask you to do the PSA, but one more time, what's your name? Where can people find you? And your gigs are coming up in the summer, so they'll have to know where to find you.
Yeah. Right. my name is Eliza Howells. I'm a singer-songwriter in the Boston area. You can find me on any streaming platform and on social media, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, @ ELIZAHOWELLS.
Excellent. And, you know, since we are very close to the